The author Hunter S. Thompson died yesterday at his home in Colorado. According to the local sheriff's office, Thompson died of a single, self-inflicted gunshot wound. He was 67 years old. Hunter Thompson was known for his highly personalized accounts of American life and American politics. He was also known for a hard-living lifestyle. And in fact, one of his best-known books, Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas, begins with this famous line: "We were somewhere around Barstow, on the edge of the desert, when the drugs began to take hold." NPR senior foreign editor Lauren Jenkins was a longtime friend of Hunter Thompson, and he's on the phone this morning. Morning, Lauren.
Good morning, Steve.
And first off, sorry for your loss and for that of many, many others.
I'm sorry, too. I just spent last Thursday with Hunter.
Can you describe what this very unique character was like?
Well, I mean, his whole style of journalism that he pretty much invented, what he called gonzo journalism, was an offshoot of the new journalism movement of the 60s that was pioneered by him and authors like Tom Wolfe. It was really about personal involvement of the writer with his subject and using the tools of literature to address reality. He took it further than anybody else and was very inventive with his very acerbic acid pen as a social critic. But it was a way of mixing fact with fiction to actually get at the nut of real issues in the world that we live in.
His most famous books, of course, are written more or less like memoirs, and the character Hunter S. Thompson presented in the book is consistently stoned or drunk. He's imbibing all sorts of substances. He's breaking all sorts of laws. Was he like that in real life?
Well, yes. You know, he had a very unique lifestyle. He was really came of age in the 60s and 70s in the height of the drug culture. It was very much a part of his life, consuming alcohol, drugs, riding fast motorcycles. His first book was the book about Hell's Angels. He wrote with Hell's Angels for a whole year, and then wrote about him very personally, including ended up getting beat up by the Hells Angels because they didn't like what he wrote. But yeah, his all the myths are pretty much true.
How did he influence American journalists?
Well, I think I would say more than influencing American journalism, he influenced American letters because his work was a mix of fact and fiction. It wasn't pure journalism in the sense that we practice it, because it involved very personal, subjective approaches and a lot of inventiveness. His language, his turn of phrase, the eye with which he observed the subject matter and the stories unfolding was unique. And in that, I think it was more literature than journalism in the end. And I think, his influence will be much more on letters, on how you write and how an author puts himself into the story and lets his own personality be part of the story.
Lauren, thanks very much.
Okay. Thank you, Steve.
That's NPR senior foreign editor Lauren Jenkins remembering Hunter S. Thompson, who died yesterday at his home in Colorado.